This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the U.S. is setting expectations for how they want the Chinese Communist Party to behave. This as the United States ordered China to close its consulate in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. The move is due to what the U.S. calls the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of American intellectual property. At a news conference, Pompeo said it's not just intellectual property in America the Chinese are stealing.
And European intellectual property, too, costing hundreds of thousands of jobs. Good jobs for hardworking people all across Europe and America, stolen by the Chinese Communist Party.
Speaking to reporters in Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman accused the United States of harassing Chinese diplomatic and consular staff. China has until Friday to shut down the consulate. Relations between the world's two largest economies have steadily worsened in recent months over a number of issues, including trade, technology, the new national security law imposed on Hong Kong, and the new coronavirus. The number of coronavirus infections around the world surpassed 15 million Wednesday, with more than a quarter of those cases in the hardest hit country, the United States. At a news conference, U.S. President Donald Trump said there are positive numbers about the virus in most parts of the nation.
Our nationwide positive test rate is beginning to decline and is currently at 8.8% compared to over 16% at its peak in April. It's coming down. It's coming down fairly rapidly.
Latin America is one of the hardest hit regions in the world, with more than 4 million cases and almost 173,000 people killed by COVID-19. Brazil alone has 2.2 million cases. This is VOA News. Dozens of demonstrators locked themselves together to barricade Israel's parliament Wednesday to protest an upcoming vote granting the government expanded authority to bypass the Knesset in enacting coronavirus restrictions. Police arrested four people as they broke up the gathering, which followed a night of intense protests in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv over the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent economic crisis. The law would give the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu increased power until June 2021 and allow for greater restrictions on Israeli citizens. Netanyahu has seen a decrease in his popularity, mostly due to criticism of how he's handling the COVID-19 pandemic and his alleged corruption. Police in Chile began the extradition to France Wednesday of Nicolas Zepeda, a Chilean man accused of murdering his Japanese ex-girlfriend in 2016. The 29-year-old was escorted from a seaside resort west of Santiago at 8:41 p.m. local time Thursday to begin the journey to the airport ahead of schedule. He had been there under house arrest. He is expected to be handed over to French authorities at the airport in Santiago. French investigators believe he killed his girlfriend in a jealous rage. Her body has never been found. China is set to launch a rover to Mars Thursday on a journey coinciding with a similar U.S. mission as the powers take their rivalry into deep space. The two countries are taking advantage of a period when Earth and Mars are closest to send their probes, with China's mission due to lift off by Saturday in the U.S. spacecraft on July 30th. It will be a crowded field. The United Arab Emirates launched a probe Monday that will orbit Mars once it reaches the red planet. This Friday, Islamic prayers are due to be held in Istanbul's iconic Hagia Sophia. This will be the first time for such prayer since Turkey's government decided to reconvert the ancient cathedral into a mosque. Russia has also stepped in, with Moscow voicing concern to Ankara over the fate of the historic building, including its world-famous Christian mosaics. A spokesman for Turkey's president said Christian mosaics would be concealed with curtains or lighting during Friday prayers. United Arab Emirates citizens will hold prayers for Eid al-Adha at homes instead of mosques, a spokesperson for the National Emergency Crisis and Disaster Management Authority said Wednesday, and calls to prayers will be broadcast. Eid al-Adha is a four-day Muslim holiday. The spokesperson also added in a virtual news conference that the capacity of mosques will be raised to 50%. I'm Diane Roberts.